From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Afternoon Edition.
Right now on the Afternoon Edition, postal officials say they are determined to break up a criminal ring that they say is targeting mail carriers in two East Bay cities. Good afternoon. I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Ryan Yamamoto. A reward is now being offered to help postal inspectors find the people behind recent attacks on postal workers in Oakland and Emeryville. Oakland's postmaster says mail carriers have reported increases in robberies, assaults, and break-ins while they are on the job. Postal officials say these attacks now happening almost every week.
Well, just in the last several months, from the locks being shot out of the back of the LOVs to people jumping out of cars and putting guns in our letter carriers' faces, it's been really bad.
Federal inspectors say there's a criminal ring behind these attacks where thieves will sell the stolen mail or use the information to steal someone's identity. They're now offering a $50,000 reward for information on the people behind these attacks. The penalty for robbing a postal worker is up to 25 years in prison.
Starting today, you may notice more police officers on BART trains and at stations. A new plan meant to boost the patrol presence adds 8 to 18 police officers to the trains per shift. There will also be more crisis intervention specialists, ambassadors, and fare inspection officers. BART Police Chief Ed Alvarez spoke within the past couple of hours and said the specialists and ambassadors are force multipliers.
The transit ambassador, their role is to be out there and walk our trains, walk our platforms to make people safe and answer questions and point them in the right direction. And with that, we have the crisis intervention specialists as well that are also out there to help people that are in crisis, that are in need, to get them off our system and into resources.
The chief says BART is removing 7 vehicle patrols per shift and redeploying those officers to trains. That will include a canine unit. He also says efforts to recruit new officers are moving forward at an accelerated pace.
Well, Governor Gavin Newsom unveiled a proposal to put at least $4 billion toward mental health services. That money would go to construction of new treatment facilities and permanent supportive housing. The proposal includes imposing a 1% income tax on California millionaires to fund services at the county level. 34,000 counselors will be trained and hired as part of the governor's plan.
Forget the cynics out there that say this is too big, we'll never figure it out, we can't save all these folks. That's not true.
He emphasized the importance of providing resources not just for the unhoused struggling with mental illness or on our streets, but also those suffering alone in isolation. San Francisco PD now looking for a suspect who they say shot a man on a Muni bus. That victim is now in the hospital. That shooting happened yesterday at 13th and Mission just before 6 p.m. No word on what led up to that shooting.
All right, let's switch gears and get to meteorologist Jessica Birch with a look at our weather for the week. Hey, Jess.
You know, we're starting off mild, but just like that, we're going to see a huge change in the forecast starting tomorrow. We have rain in the forecast and a wind advisory, so let's break it down. Starting off what we're seeing outside right now, because there's a little bit of a breeze. You can see that on the American flag by the Golden Gate Bridge. Partly cloudy skies with temperatures just near San Francisco sitting in the low 50s, even some mid 50s all the way down in the Santa Clara Valley with a light onshore flow currently. Now, the winds are going to start kicking up in the next 24 hours, and we do have rain in the forecast, but we've got to get through today first. Daytime highs today, upper 50s in our inland areas, mid to low 50s just along the coast in the bay. And it's really not until early tomorrow morning where we see a new rain system swirl its way in, literally swirling its way in, starting in those morning commute hours, lasting throughout the afternoon, and it tapers off around Wednesday. I'll show you what it looks like and how much you can expect in your full forecast in a bit. For now, back to you.
All right, Jess, thanks so much. Wall Street appears to be holding steady today following new reports to restore confidence in the banking sector. Looks like the Dow currently up about, 300 points. Now, this all comes after two troubled banks, San Francisco-based First Republic and Credit Suisse, were bought by rivals over the weekend. The FDIC has extended its bidding process for the purchase of Silicon Valley Bank. It had reportedly been under federal review for years. The Wall Street Journal says the Federal Reserve had been looking into alleged risky practices at SVB dating back to 2019. And the New York Times says the Fed review flagged that the firm did not have enough easy-to-tap cash. Elected leaders are now calling for answers.
We need accountability for our regulators who clearly fell down on the job, and that starts with Jerome Powell.
We need to get to the bottom of whether or not this is a supervisory problem, a regulatory problem, a bank mismanagement problem, perhaps all three.
Meanwhile, President Biden is pushing for legislation that would hold top bank executives more directly accountable if their banks fail. He wants to enable regulators to take back some of their salary and bar them from working in the industry again.
Well, former president and 2024 candidate Donald Trump made headlines over the weekend when he predicted when he'll be arrested this week. He also called on his supporters for help in any way, that is reminding some people of the lead up to the January 6th Capitol riot. CBS's Astrid Martinez has the latest from New York.
Former President Trump is calling for his supporters to take action as he faces possible indictment and arrest. On social media, he wrote, "We must save America. Protest, protest, protest." The Manhattan District Attorney is investigating alleged hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels on Trump's behalf prior to the 2016 election. There's concern Trump's words could lead to violence, similar to January 6th. While some of his supporters are questioning why this case is even being pursued when federal prosecutors passed on it.
This is selective prosecution. If I were President Trump, I'd take this all the way to the damn Supreme Court.
In an email, Manhattan's DA told colleagues that safety is the top priority, and we do not tolerate attempts to intimidate our office or threaten the rule of law in New York.
Even though Mr. Trump predicts he will be arrested tomorrow, the grand jury is still hearing testimony.
CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman expects if indicted, Trump will surrender to authorities, but not Tuesday. And she says it's unlikely anyone will see the former president in a perp walk.
He is protected by Secret Service, and Secret Service is not going to parade him in handcuffs on a public way.
Today, a defense witness is expected to challenge the credibility of Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, who allegedly made the payments, and Cohen may be called back to refute that testimony.
Now, today, justice ministers from around the world met in London, vowing to ramp up support for the International Criminal Court as it investigates war crimes in Ukraine. This all comes after the ICC issued an arrest warrant on Friday for Russian President Vladimir Putin, accusing him of deporting Ukrainian children to Russia. And now, just days after that arrest warrant, Putin is getting a diplomatic boost. Meetings are underway in Moscow between the Russian leader and Chinese President Xi Jinping. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio reports from the White House, where the Biden administration is following these developments.
The leaders of China and Russia shook hands at the Kremlin Monday as they began a series of face-to-face meetings. China's President Xi Jinping called Russia's President Vladimir Putin a, quote, dear friend during the informal talks. The high-profile visit is seen as a show of not only diplomatic but economic support for Putin's war in Ukraine.
They're providing all sorts of technological capabilities that are important to sustaining Russia's war-making machine.
President Biden spoke with China's President Xi ahead of the three-day trip. The White House says President Biden told his counterpart there would be consequences if China provides support to Russia.
The meetings between Xi and Putin come just days after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Putin for the deportation and abduction of children from Ukraine to Russia.
It is really a very sad occasion and a very somber occasion that for the first time ever, judges of the International Criminal Court, of any court, have felt it necessary to issue warrants against a leader.
Over the weekend, Putin made an unannounced visit to Mariupol, driving himself through the Ukrainian city that Russia's military bombed, seized, then annexed last May. It's believed to be the closest Putin has come to the front lines since he started the war.